Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks! Oh, man. This is my new favorite. It's funky. It's metal, somewhat. It's Slipknot featuring Evelyn King and her song Champagne.
It's a good song.
So good.
You see him out there with the mask doing the hustle? No?
I would love to see that.
Never happened in a million years. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday. It is good. We just saw someone downstairs. We're like, hey, good morning. And Nine and I did.
Yeah.
And the guy says, it's Friday. I'm like, God, come on, man.
It's almost over.
Get some energy going here.
Let's get some energy. Let's do it.
It's 10 o'clock somewhere.
Maybe he's not getting new eyeglasses today. Has nothing to be excited about.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't get to go to the mall.
Mm-mm. Oh, goodness.
It's Friday. I said that?
You did.
Well, it's time to tell some people to F off. Here we go. Yeah.
Rise, guys, I got show number four, the F*** Off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
It's a community outreach. We are the live event strategist for the FOF line.
Oh,
it's our community outreach. It's rather than get out of your car and go fight somebody or to say, all right, screw you, I'm breaking up with you. Vent. Sometimes it's good to vent, get it all out, go in the car, scream, you know, before you go to the house, whatever it takes. We have a voicemail set up for you when those moments happen. It's the FOF line. We do it on Fridays at around 8 o'clock. It's when you can call in anonymously to tell people, tangible objects, intangible objects, traffic, anything you want to F off. And of course, I don't know about you, when I get really mad, I really cuss.
Oh, yeah.
I tweeted yesterday, I'm going to go to heaven, but I cuss like hell. And that, I don't know if that's a country song, but it should be. So
that's good.
You can be totally edited out and you don't have to say your name. The phone number to always call it, though, is 864-241-4318. Jimmy, you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Paige, you ready?
Let's do it.
Fat boy's fingers on space bar. Here we go. It's the FOF line.
Yeah, first of all, I love listening to you guys. But this goes out to one of my ex-buddies, man. Dude just got fired from our job for stealing. Mm. When I called him to ask him, hey, man, you want me to bring you your tools home from work? And he told me, nah, I'll get them. And how the f*** you going to be sour towards me, man? I can't help your dumbass got busted for f***ing stealing gas from work. How the f*** you going to steal gas anyway? You lost your job over $30, you dumb son of a bitch. How the f*** you going to blame me? F*** you, man. Get the f*** off. Later, guys.
Wow.
Well, he's pissed. Got to figure out what he's going to do about a job. Then again, he shouldn't have stole. Or have stolen, right? Should not have stolen.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have stole.
I mean, you'll have people say, well, if you needed it bad enough, why didn't you go to the boss and ask? They would never give it to you. That's just something people like to say after the fact.
Well, I mean, you assume that he's like, I don't know what kind of industry or job it was, but maybe he's like, you know, filling up his own vehicle, or maybe he's huffing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Could be.
When you
could
huff gas, does it remain? Can I like huff the gas and then also pour it in my car?
I think you got to pour it on a rag.
Okay.
It'd be tough to get it off the rag into the tank.
Can I vape gasoline?
Oh.
That's a pigskin punishment. I'm going to write it down.
As far as we know, no, you can't, nor should anyone try.
I've never known anybody that did it right, that huffed right.
Yeah.
Usually you just see people take some PVC glue and kind of sniff it.
Yeah. You never knew anybody who ate a hole in their brain like Jesco White.
Yeah, no.
He's the only guy. Yeah, he's the only guy I've met personally that I knew that for a fact, and only because he told us.
I huff gasoline.
I did think Fat Boy was huffing paint there for a while, like silver paint. But
oh yeah,
just his goatee.
It was taint.
Changing of the leaves. Goodness. The FOF line 864.
Ain't funny.
241-4318. Cut number two.
How dare y'all not eat mustard on a sausage
and tell them
biscuit? That is as good as gold. That's blasphemy. You don't eat mustard on a sausage biscuit. That's the only thing you put on is bread, mustard, and sausage. I bet you don't even get mustard chili onions on your hot dog. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Where are y'all living at?
Not here.
In North? Fuck, it's South Carolina. Mustard on a sausage biscuit. Yeet, mother. Love you guys.
You tell him,
first
man.
Of all, he is a native because he said South Carolina, so I definitely know that he's from here. You don't put the full South on there.
You tell them they eat like Yankees.
South Carolina.
Mustard on a sausage biscuit.
I don't prefer it that way. I don't, like, if it's pre-on there, I would eat it. I don't know who it was. It was very anti-mustardy.
It's like a dry biscuit?
I prefer it, no, with strawberry jelly from Hardee's.
It just doesn't sound good to me.
I don't give a damn.
I'll
bring you one.
The jelly sounds good, but not the mustard on the, I'm
sorry. No, I don't want mustard and jelly both. I want just jelly, but I will eat the mustard.
Yeah.
Was it you, Fat Boy, doesn't like mustards on sausage biscuits?
Well, I don't get anybody's sausage biscuit. It's just basic. There's not enough there.
So who was it that didn't like it? I don't order it that way.
Everybody in the room but me wouldn't eat mustard on a sausage biscuit.
Man, I don't order it that way, no.
I love it.
I wouldn't put it on there.
I love it.
On a hot dog, chili and mustard, no onions, please.
Chili, mustard, and onions, man. Just like chili cheeseburger, chili, mustard, and onions.
Bunker Hill chili?
No, like real hot dog chili.
I eat it plain. I have to eat it just weenie in the bun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some people, man, they wind up trying to, like, put this chili with, like, it's got beans in it, and they try to put it on a hot dog.
Dude,
No.
Properly season the meat. You don't need to put amen to that. But
I mean, hot dog chili, it's different.
I also... And I hope Fat Boy can understand what I'm saying here. I love football game hot dogs, too. And I'm talking about the ones where the chili's, like, nuclear orange and it soaks through. I do.
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever, man.
Can't handle it, man.
Whatever.
I can't put chili on there.
You know, so you just eat – when you get a hot dog, Fat Boy, it's just the weenie in the bun. No mustard, no nothing.
And it's only from a gas station. I think if you go to a Greek type of place and you get a hot dog, it's a waste of a trip.
Yeah,
it's,
man, I'd agree with chili that. Cheeseburger, but yeah. Chili, mustard, and onions, man, if you go to like a Greek burger place.
It's better if it's on the little rotisserie, whatever it is, the little spinny thing.
You know why I leave this way down Garlington? Because if I go that way on Garlington, I'm going to end up going to Skins.
Yeah. And sometimes,
it pulls me
resist.
There.
Chili, mustard, and onions. If you don't do it that way, you're not from here.
Goodness. Well, I am from here. I just hate onions. Guess what? I don't drink tea either.
I know! Yankee!
That is messed up.
Get over the border.
Even Fat Boy likes sweet tea, and he hates everything Southern.
I'm diabetic. I'm more Southern than all of you.
With your bad self.
864-241 with your bad self. 864-241-4318 is the FOF line.
Hey, Rascos. I don't know who is using the buzzer for 5 and 10, but they're a little premature on the button there. I timed every single one of them, and unless y'all start before you say go, most of them were ending around 7-8 seconds. So get your shit straight and quit cheating and make people not win. Also, Matt, man, dogs have lips, and if you want your dog to quit eating shit, you have to discipline him. At least say "ah" when he goes to eat his f***ing sh**. Damn, it's not that f***ing hard. When you did something bad, somebody said "ah," and you learn not to do it. So when he eats his sh**, pop him and say "ah."
Yeah.
Goodness.
Well, I do say "ah," but the thing is that and I'm talking about my little golden doodle, Bear, the favorite of the two. He does it, and before I can even go, he's already swooped it up sometimes.
He's getting it out of the tap.
Yeah, and I don't want to, like, you know, because he's on the leash. I don't want to jerk the leash or anything, but I do him. But, dude, he's quick with it. Like, I almost have to be down by the poop and scoop it before he can.
I try to catch it when it comes out of the dog. That's my game.
And popping him, he's not going to understand why you're hitting him.
I'll tell you something. Okay, I don't pop the dogs. I don't pop. I treat. I give treats for positive.
You don't do worker punches?
Yeah. Yeah, but when I do, I don't anymore. But when I would, like, worker punch Paige, you know, like, where we kick and hit her hips or do like that, like wrestling.
Startle them a little
It would
bit.
Make them piss everywhere, so I could go on. I would, you know, they were really selling it for me. But as far as the buzzer goes, that's you, fat boy. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got a timer here, too, so it's not premature. I don't know what the hell that guy's looking at, but look at five of these go across where he sneezes.
I'm just going to say that in the realm.
Oh, man. It sounds like my dad. It sounds like my grandpa. It sounds like my grandma. They all use the ant program.
Oh, yeah, man. That was how you got a kid to stop doing something, or a dog or an animal.
Or if you got spanked and then they're like, dry it up.
Yeah. Unless I'm dealing with my dog, who's an angel. There's an Inga, no. And she's just, what? Well, okay.
What about the cat?
Inventing new cuss words by the day.
Oh.
And, you know, they don't listen. They're really not smart.
Cats. I love that cat.
Did you see the Instagram
give it to you for Christmas?
Social media yesterday? I forget, P1 Molly Face sent a picture of her cat snuggled up beside a can of Rise Guys P1 Pilsner.
Licking it.
No, don't say that because people will say you're being mean to animals if you insinuate that the animal was drinking the alcohol.
That's what I'd say if a cat got near the beer.
It's an empty can. 864.
Throw a shoe at it anyway.
241. 4318.
That was 241-4318. That's what Matt was trying to say uninterrupted there.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
CFOF line.
Hey, yeah, this message is for Chad, the fireman. Chad, you f***ing mother. You never had to meet a good one. You never had to ask yourself if I'm meeting a good one. You mother. Let me tell you one thing. There's good and bad in all f***ing professions, and I have arrested as many f***ing firefighters as I have many other f***ing professions, construction workers, cops, f***ing everything. There's bad people, there's good people. So don't go around tooting your f***ing horn and getting all swole up because you're a f***ing fireman. Go f***ing pat yourself on the back, sleep all day and play Xbox, and then f***ing come back and tell me what you f***ing did today. You have a great day, and f*** you.
I couldn't remember where that one was.
Remind me who Chad the fireman was.
Well, he's not anybody that we know, but that guy's a cop.
Well, yeah,
so you got that.
Like
you got the feud
rivalry,
right there.
Yeah.
Cops and firemen.
Built-in feud, man.
What he was saying is, I guess Chad the fireman told him when he met him that I've never met a cop that I'd have to, you know, ask if he's a good one. That's what I thought he meant.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Well, I mean, come on.
He said he plays Xbox all day.
What, firemen?
Yeah.
They do not. My lord, they play cards.
Now, some of the younger ones play Xbox.
They do.
That's right.
Yeah. But the truck's clean, so they got to do something. Truck's clean, grass is cut.
I mean, come on, if you're on.
Chili's on the stove.
Smoke alarm's giving
you
out.
You get some downtime if you're on for 12 or 24, so.
Unless you work at the fire department down off of 25 in South Greenville, then you run nonstop, day and night, all the time.
Yeah. Get ready for the fish fry.
And I know every time you leave because my dog barks.
I'm not answering that or touching it with a 10-foot pole. 72341 CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. Who wins in a fight, a cop or a fireman? Not touching that with a 10-foot pole and fat boy pushing.
Depends entirely on the cop and the fireman fighting.
Yeah, how
yeah, but
good
they're
of
trying,
shape they are.
That's an instigation, trying to get us to talk blank. And then,
you got to at least give me the tail of the tape between this particular police officer and this particular firefighter.
Which one works out?
If they have their weapons, maybe the fireman would be able to shoot him down with the hose before that he pulled out of it. That'd be the ultimate draw.
Well, the cop could frame you for like a sexual assault
and
put you in jail.
That's fist true. To cuffs on.
I think it should just be fist on fist. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want it to happen at all. Band together and go after the criminals. Cops and firemen, don't go against each other. 864-241-4318. It's two to go, right?
Yeah, these are pretty rough, man.
These are rough. All right. Yeah. Buckle up. CFOF line.
Boy. So this is the first time I've called in. I've listened to all these people always get pissed off. and super dramatic about all this shit that pisses them off. Well, I work in the automotive industry, and I am mad. These people will come in and take 3 hours of my time, say, oh, I'd like to take the car home for the night. Sure, that's fine. Let me go ask my manager. You're good. I get the car ready. I fill it up with gas. It's ready to go. They're just sitting there on their phones and their stupid glasses at the end of their noses like, ooh, I don't actually think I want to take it anymore. I think I might love it too much. Well, no wonder. It was your idea. Oh, I must be the stupid one. I don't want to waste your time. Well, you already did. You already did it. I hate you. I just want to make money off of you. You're pissing me off. If you're not ready to do anything, look online like the rest of you old pieces of shit. That is for millennials, too. And the people in my age group want to look online, then come in, and then you got shit credit, and you want to come in here and be like, I want a new freaking $80,000 vehicle. Well, you know what, ma'am? You make $12,000 a year. You live in a stick. You got child support coming in. I'm so mad right now. I'm about to go home. Anyway, love you, Rise Guys. This is the first time calling in. Not a P1 yet. I should change that. Anyway, bye.
Well, yeah, you should. You can always text P1 to 72341, and we'll send you the link back to do it. You can also do that at 933theplanetrocks.com. Now, the other thing she said there, what was it? Boy, she said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
First time caller, though. She brought some fire, though.
Oof.
That's a good thing about it, though. You're in customer service. You can't. I mean, you can. You lose your job, maybe, but you can't talk crap back. But you can call the FOF line.
Yep.
864-241-4318. Couple teachers texting in right now, griping about some of the Meet the Parents nights. Please, 864-241-4318. It's text CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. OMG, like 10 of my good Xbox friends are firemen, and they really do play at work.
Come on, man.
That's from North Carolina. I don't think they do that in South Carolina.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know, a bunch of people are just clarifying that what the fireman, Chad the fireman, said a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
clarify that. He never met a fireman and had to wonder if he was a good one.
Meaning?
Insinuating that when he meets a cop, he has to wonder if he's a good one.
Working, like, a good one, not meaning good at his job, but maybe.
Crooked as hell?
Crooked.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
You know, and they have to work together when they show up at something, and so there's always, you don't want to step on each other's toes constantly.
Right. I agree with that.
This guy right here is probably one of my favorite callers ever. He's so angry.
Also, I'm not touching the other one about the three-way dance between firemen versus cops versus EMTs. Not doing that one. I think the EMTs are there for whoever loses the fight.
Yeah. They're the ones that can save the.
They work longer.
Yeah. They should have a first responder race, a foot race, to see who the true first responder is.
Yeah.
Like a scavenger hunt.
You want to work a 24-hour shift every 3 days?
No. All right, here we go. 864-241-4318. Some straight fire, the FOF line.
Hey, why don't you do me a favor and keep your kids, grandkids, whatever the they are, keep them the off my property. They ain't got no damn business over here. Mother, it ain't the first time. Normally, I don't give a mother knocking on my back door twice. Ringing my fucking doorbell. Ain't got no damn business here. Keep them the out. You understand me? Keep them the out of here. Stay the off my property. Don't fucking come here again. Don't knock on my fucking door, mother. You understand me? You fucking piece of shit. And stay the off my fucking fence too. Don't be fucking climbing on that shit either. You fucking ass. I get up early for fucking work. In 2 a.m. some fucking days. I might be taking a f***ing nap or something in the middle of the motherfucking day at f***ing noon when you decide to come over and f***ing knock my door and ring my f***ing bell. Just keep your f***ing ass the f*** out of here and stay the f*** away from me and stay the f*** off my f***ing fence. You f***ing understand? You.
Oh, man.
How many bleeps?
I don't want to tell
the
kids to climb his fence just until they call back.
I thought he was talking about squirrels at one point.
That is all bleeps.
That took me 10 minutes.
You think between now and Monday, Fatboy, you can go back and see if that set the new record? Because I think it may have set the new record. I was hitting a dot every time that he dropped an F-bomb.
Well, it would be his own record because he's called before.
Can we go through it one more time? We got time to play it one more time?
Wait a minute. That's the guy who did that tirade maybe like a year ago where it was like it sounded like Morse code. It was beeping so much.
Well, he's had a couple.
Okay.
All right. So let's dissect this again. Here we go.
Hey, why don't you do me a favor and keep your kids, f***ing grandkids, whatever the f*** they are, keep them the f*** off my f***ing property. They ain't got no f***ing business over here. Motherfucker, it ain't the first f***ing time. Normally, I don't give a shit. Motherfucker, knocking on my f***ing back door f***ing twice, ringing my front f***ing doorbell. They ain't got no f***ing business here. Keep them the f*** out. You understand me, sir? Keep them the f*** out of here. Stay the f*** off my property. Don't f***ing come here again. Don't knock on my f***ing door, motherfucker. You f***ing understand me, you f***ing piece of shit. And stay the f*** off my f***ing fence, too. Don't be f***ing climbing on that f***ing shit either, you f***ing ass. I get up early for f***ing work, f***ing 2 a.m. some f***ing days. I might be taking a f***ing nap or something in the middle of the motherfucking day at f***ing noon when you decide to come over and f***ing knock my door and ring my f***ing bell. Just keep your f***ing ass the f*** out of here and stay the f*** away from me and stay the f*** off my f***ing fence. You f***ing understand? F*** you.
I lost count. I'll have to listen to the uncensored version later because we later on in the afternoon we put out the uncensored version. I'll have to listen to it because I don't know what was F from S from MF.
Oh, that guy.
So I'll have to listen to it uncensored. But man.
You should coach Pee Wee.
Yeah.
I told you to get on the blanket line. You block it, block it, block, block. Throw the ball. You got 3 seconds in the blanket pocket. You get hold of you, blank.
Holy moly. All right. That's the FOF line. I feel like I'm going to see him on People's Court soon. I really do. 864-241-4318. Share it with your friends. Yeah. Write it on bathroom walls. Goodness. It is the 864-241-4318.
48 bleeps.
That's I thought you were balancing your checkbook for a minute.
48 bleeps.
48 bleeps. All right. So by Monday, we'll know if that was a new record. The Rise Guys continues right after this. Morning, everybody.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Made it completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:40. We didn't say it enough. We'll say it again. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. I guess a lot of people hear it, don't take down the number, and then afterwards there's always a sea of people saying, what was that number again? You call it. Keep it in your phone. FOF line. Also, the one thing about being a P1, absolutely text P1 to 72341. We'll link you back how to do that. There's all kind of cool stuff. It's not just supporting the show and spreading the word, but it's about winning stuff. They do these email blasts.
Yeah, blast, huh? Blast off an email.
We send you an awesome birthday video on your birthday?
Yeah, it's from us. It features me and Matt and Rise Guys P1 Pilsner.
Right. So sign up to be a P1 if you have not. Now, there was I went out to get some water. And I came back, and there was a great discovery in the studio.
Yeah, Paige found the lens out of my glasses that broke. It was in here, on the floor.
Paige, what a...
It looks like it was.
Yeah.
Maybe, it's quite dirty. Maybe the bar was covering it, and you couldn't see it.
Yeah, it was under the chair.
So now, you don't have to go get glasses.
No, I'm still going, because I don't have the screw, man. And, you can't find a replacement screw for those glasses. It's just the tiniest screw known to man.
I got a screw that holds in the license plate.
So,
Said tiny screws are coming back in stock.
They are.
Plus, the screw keeps, coming loose and almost falling out, so I need new glasses anyway.
Yeah.
It's time. I've had those for, 3 years, I think.
Put it up to your eye and look through it and make sure.
That's mine.
Which day did you lose it?
Day before yesterday?
You didn't think to look 3 feet to the left and bend over?
I looked through here. I didn't see it down there. I looked all through the halls and the parking lot and outside my house and inside my house. I didn't know where it fell out, but it fell out, I guess, when I walked in here that morning.
You see it walking all over Moonville, the clock in the Ingles looking for his glasses.
What if it fell out on one of those dirt roads where you're chasing meth heads?
Yeah, that's where the screw could be. The screw could have fell out well before the lens.
What if they say you want the Jeep back? We got your lens, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it hostage. You can't see, can you, bounty hunter? The blind bounty hunter.
Blind bounty hunter.
Oh, yeah.
I got you now.
One-eyed Jack.
So, yeah, I'll still be going at 11:40 a.m. to the mall to get new glasses because they can see me today.
Okay. Something we were talking about yesterday briefly is, nine, if your glasses were laying there, show me how you would pick them up and put them on your head.
I mean, I'd pick them up and put them on.
But, you would pick them up with both Pick them up. Take my sunglasses and pick them
up. Okay, I got you.
Left hand. There we go
again. If they're sitting here, yeah, I just do like this, and then I do like this here.
Poke your eye out with them?
Yeah, poke my eye out with them.
It's so weird that you're right-handed, but then you do everything with your left.
Yeah.
What is that called?
I don't know, man. But yeah, if I grab my phone, I'm grabbing it with my left hand.
Being a mutant?
I'll just pick it up with my left hand because then I'm going to hold it in my left hand so I can use my right hand to do stuff
he
on it.
He flips people off in traffic with the left hand.
I do.
He uses the left hand to change the channel, remote control.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. I can do both with that just the same, though.
I don't know if I can pick my phone up with my left hand.
I can pick it up, but I can
Look, Frat Boy really can't. Try to get, like Matt, watch him.
Like, it hurts.
He can't hardly even pick it up with his left hand.
God, I can't do anything.
Look, Paige is holding hers in her left hand right now. I'm looking at her. Snapchatting. Liar.
Oh, man. The stories. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Between Fat Boy and Paige not being on Snapchat and using it.
I went back on it because I had to get a Bitmoji. So back off.
That's fine. That's fine. I understand. I'm just messing with you.
You had to get a something else.
Yeah.
Chase and tail.
I beg your pardon.
I'm not entirely ambidextrous, but I'm close to ambidextrous. I have great dexterity.
But the only thing you do, like, even back to the other day, we were talking about, you know, being taught hygiene when you're a child. You wipe with your left hand.
Yeah.
If you're eating soup, you would eat with the left hand.
I would probably hold the bowl and spoon with the right, but I do think, yeah, sometimes when I eat cereal, I spoon with the left. Yeah. I go back and forth.
That is weird. I've never known anybody like that. I'm like Fat Boy. Like, I can pick up my phone, but what's weird is my fingerprint works on the right hand, but when I go on the left hand, it doesn't. I have to do my code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that code? Almost got you.
I almost said it. And the one I almost said was a dummy one, but it's the real one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you always open the car door with the right hand? Because I'll grab it with the right or the left, or either one. Man, I'll open the front door, put the key in with the right or the left, either one.
Actually, that's what I do with the left hand. I open the door.
What, the car?
Yeah, reach for it and pull.
Okay,
and then step in.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
But
now you know.
Yeah, but that's an every once in a while thing. Jimmy just exclusively. Okay, can I ask you a personal question? I shouldn't ask you that.
What?
Come on.
Paige, ask 9 when he is being good to himself, if he's a righty or a lefty.
Lefty exclusively. All right.
Answer Paige's question.
Paige, lefty exclusively.
Which do you prefer to make love to yourself with, your right or your left?
Left. Only the left.
Dude, if I even tried, I'd be in the hospital.
Only the left.
I'd hurt myself.
Ain't no.
I got no rhythm.
Dude, I'm not being gross here, but the simple act of doing the paperwork at the end of a number two, I would not be able to fizz. I'm going to try that later. I could not do it.
Oh, yeah, man. It's easy.
You know what I'm thinking now?
It's harder for me. It'd be hard for me to do the right. The left is just natural to me now.
Here's what I'm thinking now. After years of knowing you, 9, and seeing your handwriting, I'm starting to think you're supposed to be a left-handed writer.
You want me to try that?
Yeah, try it.
Because when you write, we made fun of it over the years, your handwriting, it looks like either a really old person or a small child wrote it. And, you know, for whatever reason.
Is that going to be a piggy punny? You got to wipe left-handed?
There. I just wrote butthole left-handed.
It looks the same.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. Yes. Look, I'll write it right-handed. It'll be much.
It still looks barely legible.
It's at a weird angle.
Are you drawing one or writing it?
I'm trying to write the word. The bottom one there is right-handed, which is way better.
And you're not ambidextrous.
Not totally, no. Just have some dexterity.
I think most humans do because we have those opposable thumbs.
Yeah, well.
You can use both.
Fat Boy doesn't.
All right, this is one of those things where I'm glad we're on the radio because people listening can't see my hands or whatever I'm about to do. What about this?
Either one? Either one.
Okay,
yeah.
That you can do both ways.
Yeah, either one.
If you can do both, that's not good.
No, you think I'm talking about video games.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Left hand?
No, the watch.
I
want to get it back.
You might want to go in a different direction.
I don't even know what you people do.
Oh, man, I misread that text really bad. I only use my left hand as my pump hand. Think about that. Most people use their right hand, so their hands have been all over it when you pump the gas.
Yeah.
I thought they were talking about something else.
Yeah, like it. Who all his hands?
All right. Yeah, man.
Well, you're a weirdo, but we knew that.
Yeah. I try to do most dirty things with my left hand, though I do hit the gas pump with the right hand, now that I think about that. Yeah.
You don't put it up to your nose first, do a flyby?
Uh-uh.
I don't know if I have a pump hand or not.
I drink a little bit, and then I put it right in the car.
I got a pump house close to the house.
Yeah, you do.
What time is it? 8:49. You want to do some phones? We can do some open phones on a Friday. 864-2... Oh, I'm about to give the FOF line. 1-800-774-0093. We can get back into that fireman versus cops talk from earlier, first responders. Anything you'd like to talk about, 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn. Touch base with the Rise guys. Guys.
This is head coach Dabo Swinney.
Come on, man, wake up!
Hear all of the Clemson Tigers football games on the radio.com app.
Here we go, buckle them up!
Every play and every game on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.